6:44. This is 1320 WILS. You know, there's been talk about allowing guns on college campuses here in Michigan. Well, in Texas, tomorrow, that is going into effect. They're going to allow campus carry. Edwin Walker is a gun law expert at U.S. Law Shield, uslawshield.com, and he's down there in Texas himself. Edwin, great to have you here.
Well, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to be on your show.
Hey, how are people feeling about this thing that's happening tomorrow for you?
Well, tomorrow it goes into effect for community colleges and junior colleges. But for four-year universities, it's already been in effect for a year, and it has presented no problems whatsoever. Of course, the anti-gun folks were, you know, they had made all of their claims that it was a terrible thing to do, it's going to result in so many drunken shootings and accidental discharges and everything else, but none of that has happened in the last year, and we don't foresee anything like that happening in the future. And one thing that they constantly misrepresented in this is that it only applies to license holders. And so only license holders are allowed to bring their firearms into college classrooms and libraries and cafeterias and offices, et cetera, because it's always been legal for a license holder to bring their handguns, their concealed handguns, onto the parking lots, sidewalks, walkways, driveways, and streets of colleges and universities. But now they'll be able to bring them into the classroom, because the legislature recognized that being allowed to have a gun in a parking lot doesn't do you any good if you're required to leave the gun in your car whenever you go to class.
You're talking about like 18 to 21-year-olds or so. What's any idea? Is that a big number of concealed carry permit holders in that age range?
No, it is not, because in the state of Texas, it is a requirement that you must be 21 in order to get your permit, to get your license to carry. And there is a very, very, very small exception for somebody who is 18 to 20 who is either a current or honorably discharged member of the U.S. military.
So you're saying people, I mean, really didn't do very much then, because most students can't even have a concealed carry permit then.
Yeah, it mostly applies to employees and graduate students.
And
so a lot of their arguments that, you know, a college-age kid is just too young to carry a gun, well, you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, I'm curious, Edwin, do you agree with that idea that, I mean, if you're talking about kids that are in college, obviously a very different atmosphere than normal life, would we want to have students, 18, 19, walking around with concealed permits everywhere on campus?
Well, that's the thing about it is that in the state of Texas, there are very, very, very few 18 to 20-year-olds who have licenses.
Right, but you're saying that's a good thing, then. Am I correct in what you're...
Well, no, I'm saying I'm not passing judgment on whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. What I'm saying is that your anti-gun folks have always attempted to misrepresent the argument in that fashion.
Makes sense.
You know, I generally think that if you're lawful to own a firearm, which you can do that at 18, then you should be responsible enough to be trusted to carry it lawfully. So I don't, you know, personally, I don't have a problem with opening up the licensing program to an 18-year-old, because keep in mind, you know, the carrying is a fairly innocuous act. They're still held to the same legal standards. They can only use it if they're justified under state law. And if they have any accidents with their firearm, they are liable for any damages that they, you know, that they incur because of it. And everybody, you know, everybody as an adult is capable of learning firearm safety. So I don't know that you get a higher likelihood that somebody will purposely or accidentally discharge a firearm simply because their chronological age is a year or two younger than, you know, than whenever you're legally able to get a license.
Edwin Walker right here on WILS. Find him at uslawshield.com. And I know there's been talk of allowing this kind of thing in Michigan. Also in other states are considering these measures. Do you think we'll see that coming our way soon?
Well, I think so, because keep in mind, there's nothing really different about a college or university campus. You know, we're still dealing with adults. We're not dealing with children in any way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. So you're not talking about having a gun around the child or where a child might get access to a gun.
Yeah, but you are talking about dorm rooms and people going in and out of their own, you know, personal spaces. It's certainly different than a normal community, right?
Well, I don't know if it's really that much different. Certainly, you know, the anti-gun folks try to couch it that way, but you know, if you have a license holder who's able to take their gun, you know, to the mall or walk around the public or to the park mm-hmm. or anything else, then, you know, why is it any different to carry it into a classroom? And also keep in mind what spurred this, you know, what spurred this saying we need guns on campuses is the fact that while a campus, a college campus may be a gun-free zone, it is certainly not a crime-free zone. And it was a desire to allow people to have you know, to have personal protection by carrying their concealed handgun is what spurred this. And at the time Texas passed this 2 years ago, I think they were the 10th or 11th state to allow this. And I know that the push has grown very strong. I think since then Georgia has allowed it. I think Missouri allows it. So it is getting more and more prevalent because they're just simply recognizing that, you know, we're still dealing with adults. You know, it's not children. Yeah, I know a lot of people.
Well, sometimes they act like children on campus, but that's a separate issue.
Sometimes they do, but keep in mind, you know, all the laws apply. For example, here in Texas, it's against the law for a license holder to be intoxicated and be in possession of their concealed handgun. So that law doesn't cease to apply when they're on a college campus. So if you had a, you know, 21-year-old frat guy who is intoxicated and carrying his handgun, he's breaking the law. That's a criminal violation.
I'm just thinking about myself back in college. Would I want some a fellow student there armed? It depends on the situation, Edwin. But some of those students, I wouldn't trust them to have the state of mind to know, hey, I'm drinking, I'm not going to have my gun on me. It's Edwin Walker. He's a gun law expert at uslawshield.com. uslawshield.com. Hey, Edwin, great to have you on WILS. Thank you.
Oh, thanks for having me.